Hello and welcome to Stardrop Tea,
a Stardew Valley gossip podcast.
I'm Hillary.
And I'm Shirley.
Today, whoa, what's that sound? We're donning our tinfoil hats to dive deep into Pelican Town's most bizarre and unexplained phenomena. Is it aliens? Is it ancient deities? Is it the government? Or something else entirely?
I think we should start with that recent natural, and I'm saying natural in like quotes.
Scare quotes.
Phenomenon that left the valley absolutely shaken. We woke up one morning and the sky was green. The TV was not working anymore.
Yep.
And when I tried to figure out the weather, it just like was just static. Could I figure out if what the vibes were?
No, what I was going to say.
I couldn't figure out anything. Yeah.
Fortune teller, not accessible.
No one was accessible. And then I walk out and it's raining green.
This freaked me out.
Yeah.
When this, year one, when this first happens, because it is pretty early in the game in year one, and then it occurs in subsequent years. But yeah, this blew my mind and I want to get into it. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about it. What is it? Where does it come from? Why does it impact devices that I'll call electronics? But even as I say that, I'm like, does it impact the farm computer? I don't think so.
I don't have one yet, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just recently got one, brag. But why does it make things not work? How do people feel about it?
Yeah. I mean, everyone seemed pretty terrified. And before we even find out that people are scared, because like when you go check the TV, so there's a static thing that's happening, and then the TV says, there appears to be some kind of anomalous reading. I don't know what this means. I'm like, you don't know what this means.
Yeah.
I don't know what this means. So hello.
I was under the impression that that was the person who normally does the weather sort of speaking that out, because they're ostensibly still green rain and they still got to go to work. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. we're four horsemen deep and it's green rain. And I'm still reading the weather.
The boss was like, and you're going to come in, right?
Yeah.
At 4 a.m, you'll be here. Like, we really need you to come in.
All these new trees have grown out of nowhere. Weird plant life. That's the immediate thing. And I mean, as a IRL gardener and obvious Stardew farmer.
Mm-hmm, obvious.
I love to see weird plant life. There's some major upsides, though. Namely, fiber.
Mm. Yeah.
Really important, folks, to get your fiber. And especially if you're trying to do like a statue of blessings, some Junimo huts, other crafting endeavors that require a lot of fiber. It's really important to get your fiber.
Yeah.
And
in general in life, it's also really important to get I thought that's initially what you were talking about.
That is exactly what I was like, talking about.
Yeah, actually, it really is important to get your fiber.
We've done it, folks.
Yes, back to fiber.
How do you get your fiber? Write in startuptpodcast@gmail.com. Recently, this past year, I was thrilled. I was looking forward to, I was anticipating Green Rain Day.
Mm, yes.
Because I needed to gather fiber. And it is an incredible source of fiber. I think I had like a pocket full of survival burgers and triple espressos. Because I was like, let's get that foraging up.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I'm chopping stuff down.
Yeah, I'm heading to Cindersap. First, I'm dealing with whatever's going on my farm. Mm-hmm. And then I think I don't even know if I got to another area during that day. There was just like so much to deal with.
Especially since you know the town folk, they'll be fine. But we are going to hit ourselves though, because the town folk, we don't know that they're going to be fine in that very first one.
That's so true.
Yeah. Everyone actually thinks that they're very much not fine and that they are going
to
die.
Which is very telling. Yeah. I think that's very telling that that's people's first reaction to this. So the day of, Gus sent a letter telling everybody to shelter at the saloon. So number one, my first question immediately is, why can't I send mail? Second question is, who is delivering the mail? How does the postal system work here?
Third question, why is Gus not the mayor? Because...
Incredible question, Shirley. Why is Gus not the mayor? What are the structural powers in place preventing him from being the mayor?
Could be wrong. Like, I love that someone took the initiative of saying, hey, this is super, super scary. Come to the saloon. Let's meet up. Let's be together. Let's hold hands.
Third
whatever.
Space.
Yeah, third space. But why does it take him to do that? Like, we get nothing. And then when you go to the saloon, people are there and, like, they are genuinely terrified because it's the first time that this has happened.
Yes.
And the mayor was like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, the governor told me that it's going to be fine. How would you know that?
Yeah.
How would you know that?
The fact that the quote here is, so Lewis calls the governor and then tells us the green rain is, quote, completely harmless, just an unusual phenomenon of nature.
The government would say that.
A phenomenon of nature?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's huge they even admit it is a phenomenon, mm-hmm. and it is unusual. So that is already saying a lot and making me question things even more. But yeah, the fact that we're just supposed to believe that.
I mean, imagine right now if it was raining green rain outside. Like, I would think it would be acid.
Honestly, likely. At this point, I just would barely even surprise. Like, I don't even know if it would register with me at this point.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm just going to go back to playing Stardew Valley.
Yeah, so truly.
I'm going to ignore that.
Truly. Yeah. Like, let me just plug my Switch in.
Yeah.
Because we're in this for a long haul.
You know, just put the blinds down. Forget it. Don't even look outside. Yeah.
That's it. Give me a hot drink.
But
yep.
The point of that is, like, if it was truly raining green outside, I wouldn't be like, that just seems like a regular, daggler, unusual, but totally fine phenomenon of nature.
Well, hold on. But it's not, okay, even more so, it's not just raining green outside.
Yeah.
The electronics aren't working. Yeah. There's these plants everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's happening. And they're like, it's just a phenomenon of nature. Perfectly fine.
This thing that has never happened before that we have no data on.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Totally fine.
Don't panic.
Don't worry and don't equate that to anything else happening in life. But let's get back to the game. So we pulled quotes from everybody at the saloon. So Evelyn, heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah. This was sad.
George, dear, is this the end? It's been a good life, but I'd like to see Alex find his way before departing. Oh, my God. Like, that's absolutely heartbreaking that she truly. So that's the thing is, like, meanwhile, Lewis is over here being like, it's not a big deal. Everything's fine. That's what the government said. Evelyn is, like, getting right with her God.
Yeah.
Which actually brings up a good question about Yoba that we'll, I guess we'll get to.
Yeah, we have that. And I feel like Evelyn's like, did I create a living will?
Right, exactly.
What's happening? Is Alex going to be set up or not? Because we haven't actually talked about Alex, but spoiler, he's got a story. So she's feeling, like, really sad. And then George is over here, like, there, honey. Don't you worry. Even if it's poisonous, I breathe in more noxious gas in 1 minute back in the old coal mines, and I'm still kicking. I'm not sure that that's the best message here, George.
Yeah, not the flex that he thinks it is.
You're not really kicking it.
Yeah, see, that again is some real boomer logic.
Yeah,
it's the like, true. Well, I got hit in the head with a hammer every day and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know.
I got 3 shots of lead every day. Everything's cool.
It's like, that doesn't mean I need to.
Yeah. I feel like you should actually hear the fact that Evelyn is generally scared and not say, it's fine, we'll just get poisoned together. Which also, just the dynamic between them, she does a lot. She's definitely his caretaker, and he has had problems with anyone trying to, like, help him do anything, like, even get his mail from the mailbox. So for him to be like, it's fine, like, you can get poisoned too, I'm like, dude, who's gonna take care of you?
Right, exactly.
It's not Alex.
No. I mean, I guess he's presuming that he would also meet his demise. Okay, next up is Marnie with this outrageous soundbite. Quote, I just hope the cows tuck themselves in. What? What do you mean? Those are your livestock.
Yeah.
Like, how did you just ran out the door without checking on them?
No, just like,
I gotta get to the bar.
Yeah, I gotta go, I guess.
But one thing she didn't totally drop the ball on is bringing Jess.
Yeah, I'm glad she did that, because Jess, all she said was, I'm scared. Which, appropriate.
So valid.
Very appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah, those are some situationally appropriate feelings.
Yeah.
And she's expressing them.
Yeah. And because she could have left her niece, daughter,
question
cousin, mark? God kid, I don't know.
Friend?
Coworker? Because we don't know if she actually has Jess working for her or not. But yeah, and she was scared. Shane's little quip was definitely relatable. I don't have to go to work today, so I'm not complaining.
Right, nice. Yeah. Like, unlike the poor weather person.
Yeah. who's had to go tell me.
Yes, yeah. Who's like coming to me, unfortunately, live from the studio, saying like, "Oh, we're getting some anomalous readings."
Yeah, everyone, like, everyone's gonna be okay. I think.
Yeah, like, how was your commute in? Like, are you okay?
Yeah, no. Then Shane's like, "Yeah, I'm good."
Yeah,
he's not complaining. He doesn't have to go to work, so I'm like, "Yeah, that was relatable." But
Demetrius,
yeah, this guy, yeah.
This is the, like, one of the biggest just question marks for mm-hmm. me. So Demetrius, of course, the resident scientist, he certainly out there. He is in a hazmat suit. So at least somebody is taking this seriously, which also makes me wonder, where is my hazmat suit? What am I doing running around here in a fucking iridium breastplate and like kelp skirt?
I'll be okay. I don't even have an umbrella.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even have a full hat. I've got my little tiara. But anyway, Demetrius is out here wandering around the valley in a hazmat suit. And he says, "Don't mind me. I'm just collecting some samples. This may be a once in a lifetime opportunity. This is very interesting." And there is no follow-up to this. If you talk to him the next day, he does not update you. There is no circling back on, like, what were his findings? What were his hypotheses?
This is where I start to think that it all could be a government conspiracy, because, like, did he find something and was like, "Oh, I can't tell anyone"? Because normally he will even talk out loud and not recognize that I'm in front of him sometimes when I meet him in the grounds around the community center. But for him to be like, "Nope, I didn't collect anything, and I'm not talking about it."
Weather's back to normal today.
Everything's,
beautiful day out there.
I'm glad we're all totally all right.
Like, yeah. Anyways, how are you?
Yeah. That's weird. Yeah.
Super weird. The fact that that's never, and nobody ever talks about this again. Ugh. Anyways, speaking of never talking about this again, Clint, quote, "It's situations like this where a person's true character is put to the test." Nice. Okay, Clint, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Yeah. How's your true character going to be put to the test?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
He doesn't do a single thing.
Nope.
And I just think that's hysterical, because like the next day, he's like, "Oh, I really missed my chance to like show myself." I'm like, "Yeah, back to the grindstone." Like, okay.
Yeah, really.
Could have been a hero. He didn't even attempt to do anything, to solve anything, to help anyone.
Well, a person's true character is put to the test in moments like that, and I guess we have finally seen Clint's true character.
Yeah, which is, I will complain about stuff, but I won't actually do anything or help anyone. And then I'm going to wonder why Emily doesn't love me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Meanwhile, people are holed up inside. All that fun moss is growing. All those gorgeous trees with all those weird branches. I would even say that some of those trees look a little bit, I don't know, alien. Maybe something happens during the green rain.
Yeah. So you think that maybe it's not a government conspiracy and it actually could be aliens?
I never said that. I think it could be both. Folks listening, what do you think is going on with the green rain? Please write in. Let us know. Is it nothing to be worried about? Totally normal, natural phenomenon? Is it a anomalous reading? And what kind of anomalous reading do you think it is? Do you think it's the government? Do you think it's aliens? Do you think it's no big deal or a huge deal? Write in stardropteapodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley.
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let me get a good crinkle. I'm quiet on the set. Nice.
Thank you.
Okay. Hats are on.
Hats are on.
What is the green rain?
The green rain is definitely, I think, a government conspiracy. Everyone's being a little bit too chill about it. And we touched upon it like briefly, but I think that Demetrius saying, "I'm gonna go test this," and then the very next day is like, "I didn't do anything and I don't know you and I never wanna talk to you again," tells me that there's something weird happening. Mm-hmm. And then I wanna talk about the fact that like the mayor tells us, well, specifically me, because I go talk to him, "There's nothing to worry about. Like the governor told me this is chill." the same governor that doesn't have a name?
Great question.
Who is the governor?
One thing I wanted to point out in this vein is that people who informally are in positions of power, like Gus, are the ones taking action, mm-hmm. and like people are expressing fear, versus, as you pointed out, people who are in structural positions of power, such as Mayor Lewis, such as Demetrius, the scientist, mm-hmm. they are the ones who are, you know, no big deal, not worth mentioning.
Yeah, I'm not going to follow up on this, and I'm going to tell you the very next day, glad it wasn't that big of a deal, and we can just go back to normal. What happened? Mm-hmm. Trees popped out of nowhere where there weren't trees overnight. Giant, giant things. So, a couple things. Do you think it's my mom and dad trying to send me a message to come back up?
Oh, no. Not mom and dad.
The mom and dad that I never meet. Do you think it's grandpa? Like, is he mad at me?
Is Green Rain Day my birthday?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because I don't have a birthday.
Unless?
Unless. It's because I was born in the Green Rain. Do I think it's Big G, aka Big Government, Big Brother? Because we're going to talk about some surveillance stuff later. And I feel like if I was the government and I wanted to keep everyone out of what I was doing, I would mm-hmm. create a totally normal, totally natural event so mm-hmm. that they would also be scared, have to go indoors so that I could do something.
Interesting.
That no one could see me. But if someone saw me, I would either wipe their memory, mm-hmm. could be what happened to Demetrius. I won't take that one off the table.
Sure.
Or I'll threaten them to never speak. Okay. And then the other people who are out and about are Linus. And I feel like the government obviously doesn't give a shit about him, with the fact that, like, his whole housing situation.
Right.
But also, what if he's in on it?
Right, right. Because I recall you mentioning, or some other things about Linus, mm-hmm. about the fan theory that he is, like, secretly super rich. So could he be part of these power structures at play?
Could be.
The last person, though, I think who's out and about is a bit of a surprise, and I would love to hear your take on that individual.
We were just chatting about her, Leah. She's just standing outside of her cabin door, and her reaction apparently is that she's just excited, interested about it, and doesn't think that it's anything to worry about. And like, how do you know this?
Yeah, that reaction is the wild card for me, because I wouldn't think that Leah would be like in cahoots, in on the take, you know? But then again, maybe that's exactly the reason why she is.
Yeah, could be. I mean, she does say she's mainly like focused on plants, and she'll tell you, where did all these plants come from? It's a surprise, but I'm not complaining. The way that someone can just trust to be out there with this very scary situation is sus for me. So there's that aspect of it. And then my other potential theory is, what if it is aliens? Like, what if it is not a conspiracy at all and we are potentially under attack?
Okay. Attack? Hold on.
I know I went like very far.
No, yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. So the aliens is one thing and attack is another thing. Mm-hmm. Aliens, say more about that.
Well, I mean, the fact that, like, trees are popping up out of nowhere, and it's also so fast. While I believe that the government definitely is involved in many a situation, how quickly trees pop up, though, seems more mystical than, like, something that can be created that quickly by humankind. And the other one who's not aliens is Jojo Mart.
Yeah.
Which, again, who are they? Are they right. the government?
Okay. So I had a question about another individual, potentially, because if this is some kind of mystical...
Oh, yeah. Where is that guy?
Where is that guy? And you already know who we're talking yeah. about, dear listener. The wizard.
I don't actually remember where the wizard is during Green Rain.
Inconclusive. Potentially.
The wizard does not leave the tower during the Green Rain event.
Okay. Are there any details about what he says to the player, or are there no dialogue changes? Which would be even stranger.
I'm not seeing it.
Okay. Well, I've got a little ways until Green Rain Day / my birthday? Comes around again. So
mom and dad
try to, yeah. Listeners, do you know what the wizard says or does on Green Rain Day? Write in stardroptpodcast@gmail.com.
You are tuning in to Stardrop Conspiracies.
And we're back.
Gentle hat squeeze.
Gentle hat squeeze. Surely the next thing that I wanted to talk about and really get into is aliens.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many different things in this game. When I was putting together this episode outline, I had so many things that at first I thought, wow, look at all these different topics. I'm going to cover so many different things. I'm going to ask Shirley about her perspective on all these different things. And you know what happened? They're all connected.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to talk about aliens. First up, Rare Crow number 3. Looks like your stereotypical big head, green skin, silver suit, big eyes, Area 51 alien.
Yes.
And it can wear hats.
Which I think is really important because you need to know what the best, like, have you ever done color theory? what matches your green?
Am I like a spring or a winter?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that's what the alien is doing. Yeah, gotta test out the hat. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Are there different colors of Rare Crow 3?
No, always green.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you would think that maybe they're a spring?
Yeah.
Okay, so next up on aliens, the strange capsule.
Yeah.
That will appear after a UFO sound happens during the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there's a requirement for a number of free squares that you need to have on your farm. Not a concern for me.
Yeah. I'm like, I've devastated the land. Yeah, please, I know. Pick anywhere.
I know. Yeah. Little Miss Clear Cut over here.
Yeah.
So the strange capsule will appear on your farm with the caption, "There's something fleshy bobbing around in the fluid."
Ew.
Ew. And also the word fleshy, we're going to come back to that because I have questions.
Mm-hmm.
If, like me, you put the capsule in your house, what is wrong with me?
Why would you do that?
I don't know. But the alien or whatever it was in there busts out of the capsule after about 3 days, turning the capsule into a, you guessed it, empty capsule. I don't know if this still happens if you do not put it in your house. I put it in my house. Shirley?
I mean, we're moving on way too quickly. Why did you put it in your house? don't you want that outside?
Yeah. It turns out I do.
Okay.
It turns out I do. Yeah. So I don't know. I just thought it was just the stupidest possible choice I could make.
I think this is good. We should put this inside
here. Yeah. This showed up.
Me, my cat or dog, whatever pet I have, and my capsule.
Yeah, with the fleshy thing bobbing around in the fluid.
And that's after you read that description too. Amazing. Yeah, so I left that shit outside, read it, I looked at it, and I was like, I'm not even moving you because I don't know what's happening here.
Nice.
And also, at this point, I don't remember if I was reading the wiki or not. So I don't know if it was going to open immediately. And I'm like, I'm gonna leave it alone kind of thing.
Right.
But then the fact that nothing is ever confirmed either, like down the line of just what was in that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, this was something that I had to dig into the wiki for because truly, especially as I got further in the game and played and nothing related to that happened as far as I could tell, I did look at the wiki. I'll refer to it as an alien, emerges from the capsule, apparently there is a phenomena that starts happening in which a dark creature, and there are GIFs on the wiki, dark creature will begin appearing around the town, most notably at the bus stop. That seems to be the place where it happens more than anywhere else. But there are a few places around town that it can be seen moving between shrubs, walking from one space to another very, very quickly. And it does not seem like something that can even be interacted with because it moves so quickly. Mm-hmm. Maybe just like a little jump scare thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought that that was very interesting that those two things were related. The capsule, which, again, the description reads something fleshy bobbing around. And this, I'll say it looks like a shadow person to me.
This is, and I know that you are prone to Krobus slander, but I just want to make it clear that this is not Krobus. It's not
okay,
as round.
Okay, cite your sources.
I can't, because we actually don't know what it is. But I don't feel like it's Krobus. Krobus, he just, like, he wouldn't do that, you know? He wouldn't, like, willingly go scare me. He actually says that he is sorry that the shadow creatures do that, but I haven't had a great experience. So I don't think it's him, but I do think it's something weird. This strange capsule, I don't know when it exactly came out, like if it's always been in the game or if it was like the last update before 1.6, but now that we also have the Green Rain event, it's just, it's giving aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's giving aliens. It's okay. So there's no, I can't immediately find a release schedule for the strange capsule, but it really does look like a shadow person to me. While it may not be Krobus specifically,
not Krobus.
Even if it isn't, it looks like it might be a shadow person, which is interesting because I don't think I had necessarily thought of shadow people as fleshy.
Just the word gives me the creeps.
That's why I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I imagine shadow people truly as like a personified shadow, like a sort of a translucent, still certainly an entity, but I don't think I would have ever used the word fleshy.
Yeah. What is a shadow?
Right in. StardropTPodcast@gmail.com.
What is a shadow?
The next piece that I wanted to dig into was the explosion in the night, sort of in the same vein here of something happening at night with a unique sound, and then an item appearing. In this case, the explosion in the night results in a iridium meteorite boulder. So to me, this means that iridium is from space?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh yeah, so meteorite is definitely from space. Also, it's pretty.
It looks great, yeah.
It's like for anyone who has never played this game, meteorite is pretty large. I think it's about the size of 4 squares. Is a 2x2, and it's a lovely purple with these hot pink spikes. How would you describe that?
Yeah, it sort of looks like a big gorgeous purple meatball with pinkish purple sort of crystal spikes sticking out of it. Really beautiful. I strongly considered just leaving it there.
Oh, you broke it?
I did break it. I would have loved to leave it there. However, with the appearance and disappearance of things like the Green Rain trees, I was concerned that it would just like go away me getting to know what was in there. And doing some research for this show, I found that apparently there is a 25% chance that you can get a prismatic shard when breaking the meteorite.
Yeah, and those are not very easy to come by, so that it wouldn't make sense to break it. I have definitely broken it several times in like several plays, but I've also left it, especially in games where I've designed a lot of my farm.
Right.
I had it like towards the top, so it's just part of it too. And then I design like a space around it to make it a lovely, look at this alien rock. And my farm.
I gotta get you to show
this
me
totally
some of your
normal rock your that same. Showed up.
Perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing, just a natural phenomenon.
Just a natural, like, don't look here. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Oh my gosh. Okay, so pièce de résistance at the center of it all, dwarves.
Yeah.
My hypothesis here, dwarves are aliens.
Yeah.
Dwarves are aliens. Shadow people also seem to be aliens. If that is a shadow person that came out of the strange capsule, shadow people are aliens. Dwarves are aliens. They both aliens.
Do you think from the same planet?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay.
But I just know they're not from...
Moving on.
They're not from this one.
Yeah.
And by this one, I was contemplating this because I was like, well, they're not from Earth. And I was like, I don't think we're on Earth.
I don't think so.
It doesn't seem like Earth because there are different lands, like there's a different ocean, like it's different, it's just different.
I mean, we know that Eric is actually from Washington, but like this doesn't look like Washington at all in some aspects of it.
It does when the Green Rain happens.
And the Green Rain, you're like, that seems normal. You bring up a great point. Is Stardew Valley based on Earth?
I don't think so. So, with that in mind, whatever this planet is that we are on, I don't think dwarves are from it. I don't think shadow people are from it. And via the existence of elvish jewelry and weaponry, which we also encounter in the game, I would say, and this is just assumptions based on other dwarf, elf, beef in other properties such as Lord of the Rings, are elves also from space? Or are they from whatever Earth-like planet this game takes place on?
Yeah, I'm going to just say everything's probably aliens.
Everything, all right. Blanket statement. Yeah, everything's aliens. Yeah, I just
think everything's aliens. But, I mean, there is also, like, a couple plaques, like, around the game.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There are a few places that dwarves as aliens are referenced in the game. So, first is when you can translate a headstone, I think, in the cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so that translates to, once you get the dwarvish manual, I think, stand between the pillars three with gift as precious as the sky, a rainbow forged from land, not sea, then galaxies will heed your cry. Beautiful.
And that is, number one, poetic. I love it. It's very lovely. And then when you go to that space that it's telling you to go to,
mm-hmm.
something does come from the sky.
Yes. Yes.
And because we have said multiple spoilers, it is the galaxy sword.
It is the galaxy sword.
I'm not going to keep you waiting for that.
No, yeah. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing, spoilers at this point, mm-hmm. I know, everybody knows. But yeah, so this is an example of one of the first times that I went to the wiki and was just like, okay, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. Was when I got the prismatic shard for the second time. Because first time, I was just like, immediate museum. Immediately right in the museum.
Gunther needs this.
For some reason. For some reason, he crave. But yeah, slam dunked it right in the museum. And then second time, I was like, all right, what is this? And because it was something I had only seen a couple times, I wanted to make sure that I was acting right. And so this is how I found out I needed to go stand in the desert with the prismatic shard in my hand. And then I got the galaxy sword, and that's amazing. And it's called the galaxy sword?
Yeah.
Coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy from space?
I think so. And also, personally, one of my favorite swords.
Great sword.
So it's such a good one. And when I first discovered it, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to win against all of these creatures that are here in the desert.
Yes.
You stand no chance.
Yes.
Bow down to me. I am your farmer.
Yeah. You're getting sliced.
What's happening? I was just looking up some more information about dwarves, and I found out that their name, according to the Stardew Valley Wiki, they are called the Smoluanu, which translates to sky people. Oh. And this is in a book that we find around when you're, like, you know, gathering information throughout the game. There's a book that's called The Mysteries of Dwarves, and it says that. And then it says this book is from Jasper, who I'm not really sure who that is.
Interesting.
That's pretty amazing that they are called sky people, because when we are in the volcano, there is another plaque there that says our ancestors came from the sky but made a new home beneath stone.
Interesting.
Like, okay, you're an alien.
Yes.
And now you live beneath stone.
Yes.
Okay.
So many questions.
I don't need any further evidence, Your Honor.
Yeah, no.
They're aliens.
Truly. So, yeah, yeah. They're aliens. There's so many things. Yeah. So plainly aliens. Sky people?
What amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
Crinkles crinkle. Tinfoil hat in approval. Next up, before I get into some speed round hot takes from you, I want to talk about the reoccurrence of owl iconography and my hypothesis that owls are a stand-in for something that is related to the aliens, to potentially the sky people, to the shadow people. We don't know. First of all, I think it is potentially related to the strange capsule event. The stone owl that appears at your farm overnight while you're sleeping just shows up. That is another bizarre little happenstance that I find that I can't ignore, especially because there's a separate stone owl that can be bought at the night market, which is not a big deal necessarily, but there are a few different places that owls show up in the game. So one of which being, interestingly, on Alex, Evelyn, and George's house. They have a owl, it might be a banner or a carving that is on their house.
Is this the signia of the cult, you think, potentially?
Great question.
I do want to say that this one definitely feels really different. Something sneaky is happening because mm-hmm. almost every other event when something shows up on the farm, there's usually an alert during the night. So you go to sleep in the game, you're saving. And then when the new day starts is when like it'll show that something's happening. And when we got the meteorite, we heard a loud explosion. When the capsule showed up, there was stuff alerting you to this. And you could potentially never know that you have a stone owl
that's true.
In your farm if you don't go exploring.
Yep, that's true. And well, that's the other question is how long was it there when
until I find
it? Yeah. Yeah. Because when I found the stone owl, it was like really, it was pretty tucked away. Like, I truly do not know how long it was there. There's so many things about it that I think are so strange. And Shirley, thank you for bringing up the fact that you are not told when it happens. There is no hint.
There's also only a 0.5% chance of the stone owl event even happening, too. It's another situation that's similar to the capsule where it is trying to choose open tiles.
Right.
And so that's how it can be really random because, like, maybe you just have one open tile deep into the forest that you haven't, like, cut down yet.
Yep.
Which in the early times, I haven't yet because that takes a lot of energy. Also, when you go to it and you finally like click on the owl and interact with it, it says, it's not clear where this came from, but it looks very fine. What does that mean, very fine?
Yeah. Like, is the workmanship is very fine? Is that it?
Yeah.
So I was just double checking something when you mentioned how rare mm-hmm. this occurrence is. I have two of them. So that's interesting. But I mean, I guess statistically, if you play long enough.
Yeah. And I think that maybe the percentage also could be tied to having random tiles open. But the wiki just says there's a 0.5% chance. Just the same way, like, you don't immediately get a prismatic shard.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just... Two...
You're like, okay, owls. How did they duplicate?
Yeah, true.
Why are you here? And why haven't you put this inside of your house?
The owl?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to think that I'm starting to learn things. Listen, the yeah. real answer is because I did something so stupid. I put a cursed mannequin in my house. I don't know what. I'm just looking for trouble out here. First of all, carved owl on the house of George and Evelyn and Alex.
I feel like this is definitely the work of the cult. And I know that it seems random and like I'm making it up. And number one, yeah, this is a game. Like, it's all made up. But number two, I think that there really could be a cult. If there's gonna be aliens and wizards and fucking dinosaurs, there could be a cult. Like, that's not very far-fetched. And all of a sudden, like, this sneaky stone owl. So I think it could be surveillance.
Surveillance?
Yeah.
Like, the owl's watching you?
Mm-hmm. Because owls definitely, like, watch a lot of things. So, like, you just think about...
Mm-hmm, the eyes.
What is the symbolism of an owl? Ever watchful, has like the head rotation so it can see almost everywhere.
True. And I know that some cultures see them as a sign from the ancestors, mm-hmm. so potentially that's something. Like, Grandpa, is that you? So we know that there's an owl statue that can appear. We know there's a different owl statue that you can purchase from the night market, and that's not related to anything else. And we know that there's an owl carved on Evelyn and George's house. Coincidence? What yeah. do all those things have to do with each other? I don't know.
And why are they on my farm?
Exactly. Finally, the last alien that I wanted to talk about, potentially, Mr. Key.
I think
out of anybody in the whole game, he is the most obvious alien. I'll generalize here. He has blue skin. He purposely obscures his eyes with sunglasses. And his clothing looks like space.
Yeah.
Like it's like prismatic, omni space.
Yeah. And very shimmery too. I like the fashion. Like I'd wear that.
Perfect.
I love that you think he's an alien, because I think he's the guy from George R. Martin, and he blew himself.
He blew himself. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
But also very likely just an alien.
So. Yeah. I have potentially spoilerish evidence okay. that he is not.
The same guy, Morris.
That's not Morris.
Okay.
I don't think. Based on evidence that I will not disclose at this time.
Keeping me in secret?
Yes. Okay. But the most compelling piece of evidence is not his unique drip. It is the fact that he has, and I'm talking about Mr. Key here, that he has a machine in the casino, in the oasis, in the desert, that knows every single thing about me. Knows how many steps I've taken, knows how much money I've ever made, knows everything. And so this is like a very alien feeling, but like alien in the sense of that's how I've heard some people describe like overlap between aliens and angels, that they are these seemingly omniscient beings because they're, and you said it, perspective, what they can see outstrips us by such a wide margin.
You're making a lot of really good points here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I've changed my mind. I think that he's definitely an alien. And as I'm reading more, also hearing, I was born an ordinary boy, but I made a decision early in life that I would become extraordinary. Okay. Not that a human can't say that, but
Sure.
I think that that's amazing, first of all. Like, vibes. Maybe. I should put that on the wall. Like an inspirational wall art. Like, I was born an ordinary, insert pronoun, anything you would like, but I made a decision early in life that I would become extraordinary. Because I could have been born a chicken. Yeah.
Blew my hat clean off.
Yeah, you're like, what? But super, super mysterious. Do you feel like you have a good sense of what his motives are? Like, what is he trying
Absolutely
to do?
Absolutely not. No. I couldn't be further from understanding his motives. He just appears at the most bizarre moments possible.
Yeah.
I am loving life on Ginger Island, and he is there. Mr. Key's Walnut Room? That name, first of all, is great.
Right? You know what? I do like it.
I would have several cocktails this at Mr. Key's Walnut Room.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just don't know. He's in the desert. He's on the island.
Yeah.
He knows exactly. He sees me when I'm sleeping. He knows when I'm awake. Like, what's this guy's deal?
Yeah. Listeners, is Santa an alien? Because how is it possible to go that quickly around the world, truly? And are they related to Mr. Key? So, I think I mean, he's in the Walnut Room, which we already discussed. This is a great name. He also owns the casino, too. He's got money. And then he's making me do weird challenges. I'll get a letter from him, and it just says, you need to meet me at floor 100. Okay.
No, first of all.
Do you know how hard it is to get to floor 100?
In the skeleton dungeon?
Where there is no elevator, and unless you're playing with a mod in the PC, there is...
We're not doing that.
Like, the best way that I've ever been able to get to floor 100 is I wait for, like, an extremely lucky day so that they're telling me, like, what the vibes are when I check the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then I eat a bunch of food that, like, boosts my luck. And I have that, and then that allows for more of the tunnels or like the holes, whatever you call for them to show up. There's a higher probability that they're doing that, and then that's how I can start to go down a lot further.
Plus the Dwarven King statue blessing.
That is new, I think.
That's new.
Yeah, but okay. I'm very sure that that definitely helps. And because then the other thing is that I would build stairs, and. For the longest time, I was doing it solely off of collecting stone, which is so hard because for every particular staircase that I would build, it was 99 stones. So then I was doing that. But then later I found out that there's like an easier way to do it where I just present one of the crystals to the merchant at the desert, and then I can get staircases that quickly. So all I'm saying is that I don't really know what he's trying to do and why he's making me do these things.
To get through staircases?
No, the staircases I needed to, like, get down to floor 100.
Okay.
Because I just wasn't going to make it. I was running out of time, too.
Oh.
Because I made it to floor 100 the very first time, and I think it was, like, 1 in the morning and, like, 20. Yeah. Not, like, my first try. Like, time I did it. Oh, I failed many times. And then I, like, did that, and I fell asleep on my farm. I didn't make it to the house, but.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
But I was okay. I didn't lose.
Yeah, yeah. At least it was on the farm.
Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I have a lot of questions. Hey, time for my confession of the episode.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I like that you were like, oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really use staircases.
Okay, cool.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Not cool.
I think I'm probably once again making the game way harder for myself than mm-hmm. it needs to be.
Potentially.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm getting to the bottom of this, literally and figuratively.
Let us know, listeners, who do you think is an alien that we haven't talked about? And I think that we need to discuss some other people next time because it's not done for me. There's more aliens out there, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm excited to find out more. Getting the tinfoil hats back on. Shirley, I want to get some hot takes from you on a few different mysterious characters and creatures that are around the game. Okay, one, and I feel like I already know the answer to this, shadow people.
Yeah, aliens, best people, the true source of friendship. And I also think that they are potentially creating advanced technology and they're potentially also part of the cult.
Next. Interesting. Okay, I kind of feel, just super quick, I kind of feel like the dwarves are the one with the advanced technology and the shadow people are the ones with more magic.
Okay.
That's based on very little.
Perfect.
Okay, next up, Yoba.
Yoba. We really need to, I want to go into religion because I just need to understand ancient deity and I think also potentially an alien.
Interesting. So what do you think the sign of the vessel is?
Next.
Great.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right, perfect. So the wizard famously teaches us how to speak to Junimos by making us drink a potion.
Yeah. This guy is not an alien.
The wizard?
Yeah. I think that he's just a wizard, which is just like a regular person that believes in magic.
Read a lot of books.
And truly into the power of themselves, and then they create magic. But yeah, I think he gives me drugs, and I'm tripping, and that's how I'm able to speak to Juminos. So, but I do think that Juminos are aliens. Then he had like an adventure in the forest, probably maybe foraging or something, mm-hmm. found the Jumino, and they're like, bless you, my wizard child. You can now speak to us. Please pass on this gift to others.
Interesting. Because I was going to ask you about Junimos.
Yeah.
Shirley, this is serious. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about Junimos because they are the self-described keepers of the forest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are the Junimos, keepers of the forest. They are described in the wiki as forest spirits that have taken up residence initially in the broken down community center, but then can live in huts on your farm, which is interesting.
They are little cutie patooties.
They sure are, Shirley.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just little pumpkin, little dumpling babies.
I just love how they bounce. Mm. They're so cute. And when I'm finishing up the community center and every time they place a star on the bulletin board, it's so pretty. I've taken multiple screenshots. I'm like, yay, cuties.
Yeah. I have definitely taken many screenshots of when they're building things or fixing things. Mm. That hits every time.
Yeah. I like it. But yeah, no, for sure aliens though. So, yeah.
Okay, interesting. Because I actually did not think that they were they don't feel, like, they feel like very, like, part of the small e earth. Oh. Like, they're the keepers of the forest. Like, that's great.
Okay, so, like, magical creatures, like elves.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that's what I was kind of thinking is, number one, are elves indigenous to wherever this planet is? I don't know. Are Junimos indigenous to the planet? I think so.
Wow. Yeah. These are new thoughts for me. I think that, yeah, I think you made really solid points, and they are probably part of the Earth. And it makes sense because this, whatever Earth this is, it's very magical, clearly. So, of course, it would be there.
Definitely. Next up, and this is a newer one for me, as I have delved deeper into the skeleton dungeon, Sorry Dinosaurs?
Yeah. So I wrote this little thing on here of just like, how have they been untouched by modern biology and they're in a cave? But now that I realize that we're talking potentially about a whole other Earth, maybe they never got hit by an asteroid. So of course there would be dinosaurs.
Yeah, or hit by a completely different asteroid, an iridium asteroid. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also part of, there are like theories about this Earth that we are on, that some people have conspiracy theories that there is like a core Earth where dinosaurs are living because they got pushed down by the asteroid. So that might be the source inspiration for that.
Okay. They also breathe fire.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
But then if you get an egg and you incubate it, then you can have a dinosaur on your farm, and then they are back to being a cutie patootie.
Yeah, I did find that out, and I'll say, like, probably pretty early. Mm-hmm. It felt early in the game.
You're like, I'm going to take
that. I was like, oh, great, I have chickens. Oh, great, I have rabbits. Oh, great, what the heck is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, but it just feels like, as a responsible farmer, I should not be keeping dinosaurs in the coop. It doesn't seem like the right spot for them.
They're friends. I have yet to have one of my chickens die. So I think they're friends.
Wow, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Speaking of chickens, Shirley, something that I saw in passing while you were showing me of your farms.
Yeah.
And I just wrote this down with several question marks. Blue chickens?
Yeah.
This is like, folks, this is spoilers for me.
Yeah.
I have not gotten to this part in the game. Blue chickens?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. If you don't know about blue chickens either, maybe skip this. Who knows? But surely, blue chickens.
Another certified cutie patootie. I know this is a brand new baseline. I think that this is like a government conspiracy or also potentially an experiment by Shane, because blue chickens don't show up in the game until Shane has like a further 8 heart event or something like that, where he has his personal breakdown, and we haven't really talked about Shane. He has a story. He has a lot of character development throughout the game. But eventually, he starts spending more time back at Marnie's because he doesn't have his previous job. And then after that is when we are introduced to the blue chickens. He doesn't tell you how he's been breeding them. You can't dye them. And there's just like a certain kind of probability of if he can get them. But was he feeding them something, maybe from Jojo Mart, especially because we have that commercial with Clint where he makes himself blue.
Oh my gosh. I did not think about this at all until right now. The Jojo color is blue. And okay, that's interesting. And Shane famously
worked there,
but also took stuff from there. Mm-hmm. Pizzas that he mails to us, for example. So yeah, that's a really good question.
Yeah. He's also been very callous about his life. So like he could probably like get something that he just read that could be dangerous, and he's like, whatever, I don't care. And then I also think that potentially they could be like a hallucination or something that's happening, because no one else talks about the blue chickens.
Okay, so this is again an issue. This is like another step up from nobody talks about the green rain more than once a year. Nobody ever talks about the blue chickens.
Or the tanuki. Or all of the bear that talks to me about honey.
honestly, all of our favorite small business owners. Right? The milliner.
I got a call the other day from the bear. And
you got a call?
I have a phone in my home.
Brag.
It's important to just know what's happening in the community. So I got a call the other day, and it's just this bear who I have recently given honey to. And they're like, I have some of that good sauce still, friend.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, okay, it's making me very, very happy. Just want to thank you. Bye, friend. Click. And like, back to you. Yep. Alien or indigenous creature of this earth,
the bear?
Too. Yeah.
Indigenous.
Okay.
Big time. Oh, yeah. All those good folks. Indigenous. So question about the blue chickens. So how do you get them?
Yeah, so for getting blue chickens, how do I receive them? After he has the 8 heart event, then you have a 25% chance of getting them from Marnie when you buy chickens.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah, I wonder what Shane is up to. Wait, but they come through Marnie.
Yes, they come through Marnie. It says that you can hatch them. No one explains where they came from. I just don't feel like we've received the full story. Clearly, there's a lot that has not been told to us in this town.
My gosh, folks. So what are your thoughts, hypotheses, conspiracy theories, ideas, wild ravings? Let us know. Email at stardropteapodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. And let me know what you think specifically about the blue chicken, if nothing else. Mm. I want to know how you think they got there. Was it Shane? Was it Jojo Mart? Or something else? You know, you never know. But thank you so much for tuning in to Alien Conspiracies Tinfoil Hat, brought to you by aliens.
Thank you for listening. And if you have some Stardrop tea to share with us, email stardropteapodcast@gmail.com.
Follow to get all of our upcoming episodes as soon as they land and rate this episode 5 stardrops.
Our cover art is by Brianne Burnell and our theme music is by Eggward. Links to both their work are in show notes.
Make sure to take good care of yourself and your community.
And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.